AP News, I'm Ben Thomas.
Today's a good day.
President Biden signing the Respectful Marriage Act into law.
Today, America takes a vital step toward equality, toward liberty and justice, not just for some, but for everyone.
The new law is intended to safeguard gay and interracial marriages. Scientists have announced a breakthrough in the quest to harness fusion energy. Jennifer King has more.
Scientists at the National Ignition Facility achieved fusion ignition.
Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm joined scientists and officials at a news conference to mark the historic breakthrough that could pave the way for advancements in national defense and the future of clean power.
It's the first time it has ever been done in a laboratory.
Scientists used 192 lasers focused on a target about the size of a peppercorn. Marvin Adams with the National Nuclear Security Administration explained how this time was different.
The fusion fuel stayed hot enough, dense enough, and round enough for long enough that it ignited, and it produced more energies than the lasers had deposited.
Kim Budell is the director of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory. She says the advance paves the way for more discoveries. Jennifer King, Washington.
U.S. officials say the Biden administration is poised to approve sending a Patriot missile battery to Ukraine. Ukraine's been desperate for more robust weapons to shoot down incoming Russian missiles. The U.S. government has charged the founder and former CEO of cryptocurrency exchange FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, with a host of financial crimes. Prosecutors allege he deceived customers and investors to enrich himself and others while playing a central role in FTX's collapse. In economic news, consumer inflation slowed to a 7.1% annual pace in November, the fifth straight decline. That news boosted stocks. The Dow gained 0.3%, the S&P 0.7%. This is AP News. Most small SUVs are flunking insurance industry crash tests.
SUVs are no less safe than they were before, but the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety has updated crash tests to place more emphasis on keeping backseat passengers safe. For this year, only the Volvo XC40 and the Ford Escape received a good rating. The Toyota RAV4 was rated acceptable, and the Nissan Rogue, Subaru Forester, and Audi Q3 were marginal. A poor rating went to the Buick Encore, Chevy Equinox, Honda CR-V and HR-V, Hyundai Tucson, Jeep Compass, Jeep Renegade, Mazda CX-5, and the Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross. I'm Donna Warder.
The crowd cheering as Lionel Messi converted a first-half penalty for Argentina. Messi also had a hand in two goals by Julian Alvarez as Argentina beat Croatia 3-0, advancing to Sunday's World Cup final. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi everyone, this is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right, every week we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes, so for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in four dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.